Welcome to my Best Life Now podcast, where you can find simple tips to live your life on purpose by gaining clarity, building your confidence, and using your personal power. I am your host, certified coach, speaker, and trainer, Julieta Piox. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of My Best Life Now. I am glad that you are back to listen to another powerful, powerful episode. How are you doing today? How is March starting out for you? Or I guess the proper question here is, how is it going? How are your goals? And how are your resolutions going? You might be asking me, huh? Goals? Resolutions? And you might say to me something that one of my friends tells me a lot. Well, what had happened was, and then I know what comes next. The reality is that it happens to the best of us. I have to admit, I'm asking the same question to myself regarding my goals for this year. One of them being that I wrote down that I am taking better care of myself this year, beginning with exercise, drinking more water, and being more mindful about the food that I am eating. And how is that going, you might ask? Well, let me just tell you that I had a doctor's appointment this morning regarding this very thing, and I heard the most dramatic, honest, not beating around the bush kind of request. My doctor said to me, "It's time for you to woman up." It is the beginning of the year anyway, and I know that I need to take better care of my health. I am 52 years old, and indeed, it is time for me to woman up. So more on my progress in upcoming episodes, so please stay tuned. For today, though, I want to talk about something very important that has been part of my life and that has been a focus for me ever since I can remember, and that is personal growth. What prompted me to be so obsessed with personal growth is when I heard a question by one of my mentors, John Maxwell. And that question was, do you have a plan for your personal growth? Right now, I'd like to ask that same question to you. Do you have a plan for your personal growth? I'll let you think about that one for a little bit, because if you're anything like me, I first needed a minute to think about what that meant and then to come up with an answer. Let's get started. So did you take a few minutes to answer that question of, do you have a plan for your personal growth? If you were to answer that right now, what would your answer be? I know for me, when I was first asked this question, it was a resounding no. Then as I thought about it, and as I saw myself into the future and what I wanted my life to be like, I realized that personal growth was essential for living a fulfilling life, at least the life that I saw myself living. Why do I make this statement? Because we can go on our life and spend many years wondering about our potential and what could be possible without realizing that if we want to live our life at the highest level, we must learn how to grow and develop ourselves so that we have the best chance of becoming the person that we were meant to be in the first place. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, work smarter, not harder. This reminds me that if we are intentional about growth in our life, in our career, or in our business, we will live life smarter and not harder by learning from all of the mistakes we could avoid if we only were intentional about the areas of growth that we want to focus on by not repeating the mistakes over and over again. One of the things that was very helpful for me to realize is that growth is not automatic. I know that many wines and cheeses get better with age, but people really don't. We must really be intentional about our growth and make a plan for it. This is the only way we can guarantee we'll see the result we plan for in the first place. Nothing happens by chance. Well, almost nothing. Another thing I learned about personal growth is that first, we must value ourselves in order to add value to ourselves. Many times we might believe that we are not even worth the growth we want to see in our life, and this comes as a direct reflection of how much we value ourselves. And if we have loss of esteem, then we will not believe that adding value to ourselves will do any good whatsoever. And the last thing that I learned about personal growth is that you can only give something that you have. When I talk to my clients who are moms or leaders of a team or who have their own business, I always tell them that it is very important that they take care of themselves if they want to take care of the people around them. I'm sure this is something you would agree with me on. Today, I want to invite you to embark with me on a journey to elevate your growth to new heights, whether you're seeking to advance in your career, if you want to expand your skill set, or maybe to enhance your personal development. Either way, I want to give you a guide to unlock your full potential that I've used in the past. So where do we begin embarking on this growth journey? Let's first start with number one, setting clear intentions. Do you know how many times I start my coaching sessions with my clients just beginning with getting clear on what we want to work on? What is it that you want to do? I talk to many clients who tell me I am in the limbo. I don't know what to do. There are three things that I am thinking about doing and I have no idea which one I want to do. Or I want to do all three of them and I don't have time for all three of them. Or I don't know where to focus. I feel so overwhelmed. So my question for you today is, what areas of your personal life and your professional life do you want to grow in? It really is a simple question, and it really is a simple answer. The first step in elevating your growth is to set clear intentions, taking time to define your aspirations, your goals, your dreams, those goals and dreams that align with what you want to do, with what your purpose is, with what your passion is in your life, and then begin to take action that will begin to accelerate your growth. Every year at the end of the year, I sit down to think about what my plans are for the new year and beyond. I ask myself, what are the things that I need to start doing? What is the reason why I need to do these things? What skills do I need to develop? What skills do I already have? And who are the people that will help me get to where I want to get? I really look forward to this time of year because I get to dream big and only worry about what I want my future to look like. Having a clear intention gives me the possibility to make it happen by drawing a step-by-step map that I can follow for the next 12 months. My steps include taking a course online, attending a conference, getting a mentor, speaking to my coach about specific topics, reading specific books, books that align with my growth, and maybe taking time to implement what I'm learning. That is very important. Remember that this is about your future, about your growth, and also about what you want your life to be like so that you can contribute to others. This year, for example, my goal is to grow in my faith as it relates to my business. So I'm reading books that have to do with increasing my confidence in what I have in me, as well as my faith in what God has deposited in me to give to the world through my business. I'm also attending events where people I meet are people who are living on purpose by making a difference in the life of other people. These are people that I intentionally try to learn from and I can be inspired by so I can grow in my giving and in me also making a bigger impact in the world. I believe that growth is not all about you, but it's about giving into others and making an impact in the life of others. So growth begins with you, but the end result is for everyone else. Isn't that amazing? Another way to elevate your growth is to cultivate strategic connections. Building strategic connections is so important to elevating your growth because it opens doors to new opportunities, new resources, and knowledge. Our growth plan will need some TLC, and that TLC needs to come from different areas and different people who have been where you want to be and who have experienced what you want to achieve or who have what you need to get to your destination. When you network strategically, you surround yourself with people who can offer valuable insights, who can offer you support, and who are willing to collaborate with you. These connections can provide access to mentors who can guide you. They can provide potential clients or customers for your business, and maybe even partnerships that can expand your reach. Also, being part of a strong network allows you to stay updated on industry trends, learn from others' experiences, and gain credibility through association. In a nutshell, strategic connections create a fertile ground for personal and professional growth by providing you with avenues for learning, collaborating, and advancement. Now, take note of this. As you are connecting with others, make sure that you are providing value to them as well. Make sure to be intentional in being a resource to those in your network and also being someone who is helping others move alongside their growth journey. Cultivating connections is all about creating a network of people who can count on each other to lift each other up and who can count on each other to grow together toward their own goals. I have a network of women I belong to, and I love that the women are so willing not only to help each other, but to build each other up, understanding our strengths and also our weaknesses. We jump in where we know we can help the most, and we ask for help where we know that others will make the most impact the fastest. You know, growth doesn't have to be a solo journey. It takes a group of people to come alongside you, to help you, to inspire you, to keep you moving when things seem to get too hard, or when it seems like you've reached your limit. Remember, cultivating strategic connections is a great asset you can count on for a long time to come. Let's finish up with the last way to elevate your growth as part of this episode. And that is taking purposeful action. Oh, how many times have we created a plan and made it pretty and we got all excited and then didn't really do anything with it? Yes, I am guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Elevating your growth requires purposeful action. Now, I'm not talking about just taking action. I'm talking about taking purposeful action. There's a huge difference. There's a difference between walking 20 minutes on the treadmill this morning to get my steps in so that I can burn some calories, and walking 20 minutes on the treadmill on an incline of 3.5 so I can burn some calories and I can build some endurance, work more muscles, and challenge my cardiovascular system. Elevating my growth requires purposeful action. Thomas Edison said, "If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves." Think about that. If we really did the things we are capable of doing, all the things we are capable of doing, we would really, literally astound ourselves. What is it that you are trying to achieve in life? What areas do you want to improve? In the journey of life, intentions alone are not enough to bring about meaningful change or accomplish our dreams. We must be deliberate and take purposeful action that will push us toward our goals. This means we will make a conscious effort to align our thoughts, our decisions, and behaviors with our aspirations and ultimately leading us to the result and growth that we want. When I talk about taking purposeful action, I have to make sure I preface it by saying that we must first have clarity of purpose, which is something I talk a lot about right here on my podcast and in my teachings. In fact, the first step in our journey of growth is set clear intentions of what we want to achieve, where we want to grow. This means defining our goals with clarity. By doing this, we give ourselves a roadmap for action that guides us to a specific destination. Once our goals are established, the next step is to break them down into manageable steps and into more achievable actions and into bite-sized increments so we can make progress more tangible and build momentum towards success. I just finished reading the book, The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. If you're serious about your growth journey, I highly recommend it and follow their plan. This book is based on identifying an area you want to grow in and focus on it for 12 weeks at a time. Really focus all your time and effort for 12 weeks in achieving a goal in a 12-week period rather than a whole year. At first I thought, wait, what? But as I read the logic and the thought behind it, I understood how the urgency of the 12 weeks makes it possible to achieve a goal in such a short amount of time? Because if you think about it, why wait a whole year to get what you could get in just 12 weeks? It works. I already tried 2 goals and I already started my 3rd goal right now in March. I think you should at least give it a try. If anything, you'll be ahead of the game by at least putting a plan together. You never know. After all, I'm talking about taking purposeful action toward your growth. Go ahead and make the decision to embark on your growth journey. Elevate yourself right now. Take the first step toward the new you. Initiate that conversation with yourself or with your spouse or your business partner. Make it a daily practice, a commitment. Take action every day and see how far you get a year from now. That's it. Elevating your growth really does take intentionality and taking these steps so that you can begin your journey toward your growth. So that the next time you listen to this podcast and I ask the question, do you have a plan for your personal growth? Your answer will be an immediate yes. Stay tuned for how you can begin your growth journey today with my growth action plan completely free and begin that journey right away. Thank you for joining me today as we explore on elevating your growth. I hope these insights ignited a renewed sense of purpose and determination as you pursued your path of growth and fulfillment. If you'd like to get started on your own growth journey, I'd like to gift you my growth action plan so that you can create your own step-by-step guide to becoming the best version of yourself. Download your free copy at julietapiox.com/resources. Again, that is julietapiox.com/resources. I also want to invite you to my upcoming online masterclass, Elevate Your Growth, on Tuesday, March 26th from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Find all the details and sign up at julietapiox.com/events. Let me know how I can help you begin to live your life with purpose by setting up a 30-minute breakthrough call today on my website, julietapiox.com. Feel free to share this episode with anyone who may benefit from this information or share it on your social media platforms. Have a blessed day, and until next time, go out there and live your best life.